This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Joined again from the palatial enclave that is the truthaboutguns.com by the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about Dallas and set the stage for us, because that's what your article does really well. That, you know, of all the articles I've ever seen written, and is this one by you? It is by you.
So,
yeah, most of the time your articles are, they seem to me like you're writing for people that come there all the time. This one looks like you made this one for somebody that's never been to the truthaboutguns.com, because you set the stage really well.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. We know that not everybody who reads our site is as familiar as everyone else is, and the history of gun control and the long sordid background of attempts to limit Americans' right to keep and bear arms. So given what happened over the weekend in Dallas, it just seemed appropriate to sort of sum up a little bit. Just to be clear, what happened was a 30-year-old, likely gangbanger, who was out on parole for a violent felony and was wearing an ankle monitor, found himself in a Dallas hospital with a firearm, shot and killed two people, and then was shot and subdued by a hospital security guard. And I just thought it, that little tragedy, perfectly, it was sort of a little microcosm of a lot of things that society has been playing around with for a long time. One of which is gun control. We've had gun control in this country for well over 150 years. And, you know, that there were the black codes, designed to disarm, minorities, around the time of the Civil War. There's the National Firearms Act of 1934, there's the Gun Control Act of 1968, there's the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986, there's the Clinton Assault Weapons Ban 1994, yada, 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 gone on and on and on. Everyone is going to solve the problem of gun violence in this country and do something to make us all safer. And of course, none of those things ever happen. None of these laws ever work, quote unquote. If by work you mean reduce criminals' access to firearms and reduce their criminal behavior, that just doesn't happen. All these things ever do is make law-abiding citizens' lives more difficult. Make guns more expensive, make them harder to own and to carry, depending where you are in this country, and to put people, good people, potentially in more legal peril. And then when you look at this person, who was out, he's part of another experiment that America has been running, particularly in the last couple of years, in defunded police departments, prosecutors who don't prosecute, decarceration, where we've opened up the jails in order to, let people out earlier, zero bail, where people who are arrested, sometimes for violent crimes, can be out on the streets in hours, without putting up so much as a dollar's worth of, bail to get themselves out. And these failed social experiments are deadly and they have real costs. And yesterday or over the weekend, it cost a couple of people their lives in Dallas.
What is in Texas? What is the rules again about carrying a gun in Texas into a weapon? I know this guy was not one that should be allowed to carry a weapon anywhere that did the shooting, but what are the rules concerning that?
You mean in a hospital?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. The hospitals are gun-free zones. That obviously didn't matter to him. Clearly didn't matter to him that he was a felon in possession of a firearm. That didn't matter to him. I don't know what that ankle monitor was doing. I assume that when you have an ankle monitor on, you have to stay within so many feet of your home or wherever you know your monitoring area.
Yeah.
So how did he get there without that raising alarms? Obviously, nobody's monitoring any of that. It's all just a joke. It's a sham. It's security theater. They're all lies. And they don't keep anyone safe. The gun-free zone law doesn't keep anyone safe. And then when you ask, I don't know who, the mayor of Dallas, the prosecutor for Dallas,
right,
the chief of police of Dallas about what, you know, what happened here, I'm sure, I mean, I haven't seen in the latest reports of this, I haven't seen them comment on any of this, but I've seen this happen, this play out time and time again. In jurisdictions all over the country, they will say that the problem is too many guns. Despite the fact that, you know, from 1992 to 2019, violent crimes in this country are sunk to generational lows, while the number of civilian-owned firearms doubled. So clearly the problem in those, what, I don't know how many years was that, just during that generation wasn't too many guns. Too many guns were causing people to do some of the horrific things we're seeing happen in cities all over the country now. There are other societal factors at work. And those people will refuse to acknowledge that and instead deflect blame on the guns and people who own them.
Well, I think... with what we're seeing in the gun-free zones and what we're seeing now with this. I mean, I've seen a lot of people forecast that hospitals are just wide open for this kind of an issue. And I wonder if this will cause any sort of a conversation about hardening a hospital. Of course, we haven't had one about, not a real one, we haven't had a real conversation about hardening schools yet, right?
No, I mean, we haven't, that happens in places, but, in isolated cases, but, no, as a national matter, no. I got heard that, I mean, it makes sense that any gun-free zone is just asking for a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on for me. Hang on for me, if you will, because we're coming up on the break. This article ripped straight off of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. The horrible story. Nobody in a hospital should have to worry about defending themselves. And yet, this kind of thing happened. We'll be right back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Timmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about this one. The article. Do I have a command of the English language or what?
It's impressive.
The article speaks for itself. As the election nears and with Bruin now the law, reality begins to dawn on the gun control community. What have you found? What revelation do you have?
Well, you know, this is one of our quotes of the day, and we grabbed a snippet from a longer article that appeared at Roll Call, which we're seeing a lot of lately, namely articles that are expressing a lot of pro-clutching, a lot of gas, a lot of fainting couches being collapsed onto as people realize or actually start to see the effects of the Bruin decision and laws that are being struck down as a result. And this is one of those. But there was an interesting section in that article where they talked to a political science professor who obviously is lamenting the fall of gun control laws. And she said, the way this should play out politically is that senators and representatives should be punished in elections because they don't support the kind of gun safety laws that Americans want. Susan Leibel at St. Joseph's University. However, there's no evidence that Americans are willing to vote on gun safety the way they're willing to vote on the economy. You know, it's really terrible that people care much more about inflation, the recession, and the economy than they do about gun control issues. We had another article this week that revealed that in a poll showing that about 1% of voters care about gun control. They're not that isn't anything that people are voting on. They care about crime. They care about their ability to defend themselves, but they don't care about gun control. Anyway, the esteemed professor went on and said that she said, we're not really talking about history. We're not really talking about the original interpretation of the Second Amendment. We're talking about the number of votes that you have on the Supreme Court in terms of the efforts that the forces of the right to keep and bear arms have been exerting over the last generation to get to the point where we are today. So, as the professor observed, Americans aren't going to vote single issue for gun control, as much as Shannon Watts and Chris Brown and Gabby Giffords and people like that would love that to be the case. That just isn't happening. And that's probably why you're seeing gun control organizations straying into other topics like election, integrity and abortion, and they're taking out ads all over and getting into races for, sheriffs and secretaries of state, things like that. They can see that arguing for Americans to vote for a quote unquote gun sense candidate just ain't happening. And they're about to take a beating in the November elections.
Well, I mean, one time when I first started in radio, and I had no nuance yet. I had no real grace about my delivery or something because nobody trained me to do this. I was on somebody's show. They were at the radio network or the radio station I was at was a holdover from the old Air America radio network. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
Certainly do.
So I was like the singular conservative voice at this radio station. And they had no idea when they put me in front of a mic that that was going to be the case, but it was. But then I started getting ratings, and since they're capitalists altogether, they just kept me there. But I get asked, why does conservative radio do so much better than leftist radio? And I looked at the guy, and I laughed for a second, and then I said, look at what you guys are selling. What is it that you're selling? You're selling, you want more taxes, you want more control over, you want more governmental control, more central control. This is before I was, I was pretty strong on the Second Amendment part of it anyway. And I pointed out, you guys are the ones wanting to take guns. You take guns, and at the same time, you put nothing in place to replace that. Like, if I go into a gun-free zone here in South Carolina, I very likely will not have anybody there with a gun. I'm just, the gun-free zones are things that make the company feel better. But then in the event that something happens there to where there's going to be need for some gunfire coming from some good guys, we got to call those guys. We got to call those guys. So this is what you're selling. You're selling my total dependence on a government that wants me to be defenseless. And isn't that what it all boils down to? I mean,
that is largely what it boils down to. You're right. People want to tell you what you can and can't do and how to live your lives.
I don't think it's a moral high ground out there either to have security professionals, to hire a detail of security professionals with guns, but sit out there and say, I don't need a gun. Well, no kidding. You got a fire team around you. You don't need a gun. And they need guns if they're going to protect you. But, I mean, somebody's going to need – there's going to be a gun or guns in the equation somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be a good guy with a gun someplace. That seems to be something that the politicians acknowledge all the time, as long as we're talking about them. But as soon as we're talking about the average Joe or Jane, then we have a problem.
Well, that's, and to a degree, I think part of this is that they do understand the utility of guns. They just also believe that only certain people should be able to partake of that utility. The anointed ones, I don't know. Coming up on the next break, this also ripped right off the top page, right off the top of the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com, of course, is a daily updates. Unlike anybody else out there, for the most part, I look around, and I mean even some of the national news services that are out there go sort of docile on the weekend, but not to thetruthaboutguns.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief there, so, it all starts and begins with him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top officials in Missouri are calling a school shooting in St. Louis a senseless tragedy. At least three people are dead after the incident that happened at Central VPA High School. Senator Josh Hawley describing the news of the shooting as devastating. President Biden and the First Lady dedicated a new elm tree on the White House South Lawn Monday for a longtime member of the White House staff. Dan Haney is a superintendent of the White House grounds and has been working on the lawn of the White House for 50 years, dating back to President Richard Nixon. The dedication came as a surprise to Haney.
Dale, you've made this the people's house. You really have. You've made us all feel so welcome. You've made everybody, millions of visitors since you've been running this show.
Wall Street closing higher to start the new week, the Dow gaining 417 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And here we come to this. New York City joins Chicago as cities descend into ruin. They got both of these. There's a lot of elements. There's a lot of moving parts with this, isn't there?
Yeah, there always are. Chicago has taken a long, slow slide over decades, where it is now. New York's descent was much faster and much steeper, because back in the days of, Rudy Giuliani and, dare we say, Michael Bloomberg, New York was a safe city. They cleaned up New York, from the gorgeous mosaic it was under prior administrations, Ed Koch and other mayors there, where you couldn't even walk in the street. Times Square was sort of a hellhole. I used to work in New York City in the early 2000s and spent a lot of time there, and it was, it was great. You could take the subway, you could go anywhere you want, you always felt safe. New York was a clean city that worked, and it was a great place to be. All it took was Bill de Blasio, and now a couple of years of his successor, to undo all of that work and progress and return the city not quite to the 1970s level, but it's bad. And now they're running record levels of murders on the, through the subway system. Okay, where people don't want to, people are scared to use it at all. But a couple of videos in the last few days, one of somebody being thrown out of the tracks by another person, another one of a 15-year-old being shot dead on a platform. And nothing quite focuses the mind like an election. The latest election for New York governor showed Lee Zeldin, the Republican challenger to Governor Kathy Hochul, just slightly in front of her. This in one of the blue states. And that was enough to get her attention and get her out to into New York and announce this ludicrous cops cameras care program to reassure New Yorkers that they'll be safe and the MTA able to use the subway system without threat of mayhem, dismemberment, death, suddenly acquiring more orifices than they walk down into the subway with. It's going to add additional shifts, cops during peak hours. Now, this is the NYPD, which had its budget slashed by $1 billion by Bill de Blasio, and the same force that expects to lose 4,000 officers this year to retirements and people just out and out quitting. So I don't know where they're going to get the cops. They're going to be paying an awful lot of overtime.
How much
extra cops? And,
do we know how many they annually hire? Is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to believe that recruitment right now is a tough road to hoe, given the way law enforcement is treated in New York. And the way it's been denigrated and given the people they're working for with, Mayor Adams and the DA there is no friend of law enforcement. He's a, he's somebody who turns criminals loose as fast as they come in and refuses to prosecute large swaths of the criminal code. So I don't know how many people they can get to bang their heads against a wall and, arrest people. They're just going to be right back out on the street the next day.
Well, I mean, the reason I was asking is because, first of all, from what I know about police work, that when there's a shift on, not everybody that's on shift is on the street. Street cops are not the preponderance of people on duty at any given time. There's a lot of administrative stuff going on, a lot of stuff that happens within the law enforcement center, sheriff's department, whatever it is that just happens at HQ, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they lose, I've read that the NYPD is 25,000 strong, or that's the force that has been there for a lot of time. So if they lose 4,000 people, that's a very high percentage. That's a big percentage of their people, and I'm pretty sure it's not the administrative staff that's quicken. This would probably be all street cops, wouldn't it?
I would guess. That would be the majority of the 4,000. Was that 30% of the force?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of recruiting and hiring bonuses to replace people like that and get them to the academy and get them on the streets. So, good luck with that, NYPD.
And I had not heard about this. The Chicago the security guard who stole a guy's Pepsi.
And that was on the Chicago, the CTA, whatever their DL is, and called in Chicago. Stole a guy's Pepsi, and when a guy complained about it, he shot him.
This was a case of one of the only ones shooting somebody, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, because, of course, it's illegal to carry on the DL unless you're licensed to do so, like the security guard was. It's not a good situation. And again, Chicago, like New York, has a prosecutor that is not interested in prosecuting anybody, let alone keeping them in jail if they're arrested. Illinois has one of the worst reform laws in the country. It's about to get far worse as of January 1st when the a new Illinois law kicks in. Yeah, the trend doesn't look good in Chicago either. But again, as I said, that's been a decades-long slide to get to the levels that they have now.
The other problem they have in both of these towns, I think, is that they're losing a lot of their population, and they're losing a lot of families.
Families and corporations that pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're losing a lot of their tax base.
It's interesting to watch this happen in real time because this, while the rest of the country is reeling from all of this leftist policy being forced on them by the feds, for these blue states and these blue cities, this is just an amplification, right, of more of the same.
It is. It's the natural progression in consequence of the policies that people have been voting for a long time. And with the progressive tilt of these blue cities, quote-unquote progressive,
right,
things have only accelerated in the last 2.5 years or so since COVID and George Floyd. And but people are starting to get sick of it. That's why you see a prosecutor get thrown out in San Francisco.
Hang on.
And that's why you may see a mayor out in New York.
Hang on.
Or a governor.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, and we've gotten into an article that I always like to get. I like to extend things out, and this article is really pretty good here. The name of the article is right from the top of the page. New York City joins Chicago as cities descend into ruin. That's just the big two, isn't it? That's the big two cities. L.A. could have been in this, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing a lot of the same problems there, too. And you're seeing a lot of electoral blowback, too. The latest polls there in the mayor's race show a virtual dead heat in Los Angeles, of all places, where a businessman who's running as a Republican on a law and order platform, and that's really all he's running on, that and doing something about the homeless problem, has about a 50-50 shot of being elected right now. People are sick and tired of dealing with crime, being scared to go out of their houses, having to step over homeless people wherever they go. That's what resulted in Chesa Boudin being thrown out as a prosecutor in San Francisco. Deep, deep, deep blue San Francisco. Talked him out because laws weren't being enforced, and people who committed crimes weren't being prosecuted, and people are sick of it. Not everybody can move out of California. So some people are going to have to continue to live there. Speaking of section, I'm really happy. More that stay there, the better, because we're dealing with more than our share of them.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's not just Chicago. It's not just New York. It's L.A. too. It's San Francisco. It is D.C. It is Baltimore. It's Memphis. St. Louis. It's Kansas. It's happening all over the place.
Now, if we had to guess, okay, and I mean this is all just speculation, but it's fun speculation because I sit here and I mean, in 2012. When I started as a Second Amendment advocate, and I started this as a Second Amendment advocate show, there was not this, you know, it was not a cottage industry like it is, say, in L.A. right now. Right now, the cottage industry in L.A. is costume jewelry and costume high-end watches. So they can go downtown because they're sitting at outdoor restaurants, and as they're sitting there, they're being robbed, and they're losing their $50,000 watch and whatever else they're wearing on them. And that didn't used to happen in these very, you would think, gentrified Tony parts of town. Is this what we see when we have unchecked blue policy? Does it eventually get to the point to where it is just the fallout of it is so uncontrollable, it's going to take somebody running for office that just gets out there and says, I'll stop the crime, which is sort of a Trump thing, because Trump got out there and actually addressed the things that were causing people pain, and that's how he got elected president. It was made possible by politicians that weren't doing what they said they were going to do. And by taking it down to something this simple, this could be like a, you know, do you think America's had enough of this nonsense?
I think that's exactly what you're starting to see. I think that's part of what is part of what the polling is showing and what's going to, it appears to happen in the November election. People are worried about crime. They worry about inflation. They worry about the economy. The recession goes on, likely the more people start to worry about their jobs too. But yeah, you're right. People are getting sick of living in a city that's not livable. That's what's happening in San Francisco. That's what's happening in LA. Retailers are pulling out of places like San Francisco because criminals operate with impunity. They know that there are no consequences to committing crimes. They're not likely to be arrested at all, and even if they are, they're going to be turned right back out, and they'll be able to do it again. The latest was the CEO of some retailer called Cotopaxi. I don't know what they sell. But he just pulled his stores out of San Francisco because they were getting robbed literally weekly. People would, swarms of people would come into the store and just clean them out. They would break through windows at night, rob the place. They couldn't, even though they had a security guard there, the criminals knew that the security guard would do nothing, literally nothing, can't arrest them. And if somehow a cop did happen on the scene and arrested somebody, they'd be right back out on the street again. These people have no fear at all of being caught or going to jail. And when you have that attitude permeate the criminal community, this is what you have. And you have literally unlivable cities where law-abiding people don't feel safe. Businesses can't operate, literally can't operate. That's why you've got Walgreens, you know, retailers pulling out of cities like that because they can't do business. They're getting picked clean. And that's insane. And that's why you see a Chase Boudin and tossed out and George Gaston in LA close to that if they weren't for some ineptness on the part of the group that was trying to recall him as well. You're going to see it get worse and start to see changes in places like New York and Chicago. That's why you're seeing the polling results in the governor's race in New York. There hasn't been a Republican governor in New York for 35, 40 years.
Pataki?
There's about a 50-50 chance of that happening now.
Yeah.
And it's all because of crime.
Well,
Kathy Hogan loves to talk about gun control, but literally no one believes gun control will do anything about the crime problem in a place like New York, New York State or city. No one believes that at all.
Well, I mean, the kind of stuff that you see happening right now in New York is a result of the fact that there is no expectation, if you're a criminal operating in New York, that a armed citizen is going to shoot you. There is none.
Correct. what are the chances? At least in Chicago, it's not possible to get a concealed carry permit. That isn't the case in New York City.
No. Well, not yet. I mean, things are happening, and maybe that will be.
Things are happening, but it's very slow.
Yeah.
And the state's dragging its feet. They're putting up all kinds of
fight. They're putting up all kinds of hurdles and barriers and all this other stuff. But
yeah, and they're going to have to be drag kicking and screaming through the courts.
This is almost like a sociology experiment gone awry that we can watch from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's right. Exactly. Meanwhile, crime's going up. More people are being shot, and of course, the problem that it's guns. In a city where you can't legally buy guns, can't legally carry guns, the problem is guns.
In any event, it's fascinating to watch, and for people like us, we'll be watching this and commenting on it as we go along. I'm sure that. And this is the part, I don't really have time to ask the provocative question. I was going to ask the provocative question. We'll have to do this next time, because I'm sure this is just going to keep on. This is not going away just because one of your guys wrote about it this time. This will Yeah, it'll continue to be added to and all this other stuff. So listen, this has been really fast. This has been really quick. So thank you for taking the time to join me today. And the truthaboutguns.com, well, they are the... And it's thetruthaboutguns.com. That's the website URL. Go check them out. The most breaking news you're going to find in any one place, that's where it's going to be. It's where you need to go if you need to know what's happening within our gun culture. Coming up next, hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.